理课堂听 class.com。
Model Test 2. Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once.After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now let's begin with the 8 short conversations. Question 11.So, what did you think about the movie?
Well, I think this Star Wars episode is an excellent piece of work, but not as good as the previous ones.
What does the woman say about the new Star Wars episode?
Question 12. Can I make personal phone calls during office hours?
Of course you can. Everyone has his personal matters to deal with, more or less. But don't chat over the phone. What's more, don't let it hinder your work and the company's business.
What does the man mean?
Question 13. My cell phone doesn't seem to work, and I have lots of calls to return this afternoon.
Feel free to use mine if you want. I'll be in a meeting till 5 o'clock.
What does the woman suggest the man do? Question 14. Professor Johnson's lecture is so boring. I don't think it's useful for me.
How could you think so? It was very crucial to our final exam.
What does the woman imply?Question 15. Rudy, will you please make 10 copies of this report for the manager? I'm very busy.
I'd like to, but the photocopier is out of order.
What can we learn from the conversation?Question 16.
I wonder if it is good for children to miss out on so much of their childhood.
As long as they still get an education, I think it's okay.
What does the man mean?
Question 17.
John, I'd like to talk to you about the way you come late every day. It disrupts the class.
I'm sorry, Professor. I didn't realize I was bothering anyone. I'll watch it from now on.
What will the man probably do?
Question 18. You can teach Jim in a more pleasant way. You'll spoil his appetite.
Maybe you're right. I shouldn't have blamed him before I taught him.
What can we learn from the conversation?
Now you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation 1. I'm tired of watching television. Let's go to the movies tonight.
All right. Do you want to go downtown, or is there a good movie in the neighborhood?
I'd rather not spend a lot of money. What does the paper say about neighborhood theaters?
Here's the list on page... Column 6. Here it is. Where's the Rialto? There's a good movie there.
That's too far away, and it's hard to find a place to park there.
Well, the Grand Theatre has Gone with the Wind.
I saw that years ago. I don't want to see it again. Anyway, it's too long. We wouldn't get home until midnight.
The Centre has a horror film. You wouldn't want to see that.
No, indeed. I wouldn't be able to sleep tonight.
That's about all there is, unless we change our minds and go downtown.
No, we just can't afford it. There must be something else we haven't seen.
Here, look for yourself. I can't find anything else.
Look at this!
What?
In the television schedule, there's a baseball game on television tonight.
I wasn't looking for a TV program. I was looking at the movie ads.
I know, but I just happened to notice it. New York is playing Boston.
That ought to be good. I wouldn't mind watching that.
Okay, let's stay at home. We can go to a movie Friday.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. Why does the woman want to go to the movies? Question 20. Why does the woman say she doesn't want to see the movie Gone with the Wind? Question 21. What does the couple decide to do finally? Conversation 2. So, Rebecca, what did you do for spring break?
I went to Southern California. I was in Los Angeles and San Diego, and I stopped in San Juan Capistrano. That's south of Los Angeles and north of San Diego. I happened to be there just about the time the swallows returned.
Oh, I've heard about that. They always return on the same day, don't they?
That's right, on March the 19th, and they always fly away on the same day, October the 23rd. In the meantime, they migrate over 7,000 miles to get to their winter homes.
7,000 miles, and they always come back on the same day.
Yes, except for one year, a long time ago, they were delayed by a storm at sea. Besides, San Juan Capistrano suffered a disaster once.
Once? What happened to it?
It was destroyed by an earthquake almost 200 years ago. But there was an old adobe church that survived. The swallows built their nests in the walls and towers of that church.
You were lucky to be there on the day of the year when the swallows returned.
Well, I wasn't there exactly on that day. I got to town a couple of days later, but I did see the parade celebrating the swallows' return.
They had a parade? The people there must really like those swallows.
Sure. They bring lots of tourists to town. And besides, the swallows eat insects, including mosquitoes. Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 22. Where is the town of San Juan Capistrano? Question 23. When do the swallows return to San Juan Capistrano? Question 24. Why didn't the swallows come back on the same day one year? Question 25. Where did the swallows build their nests because of the earthquake 200 years ago?
Section B. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. A new plan has been proposed to increase the study of foreign languages in American schools, which is called the National Security Language Initiative. The plan calls for teaching foreign languages to more children, as early as the age of 4. It also aims to increase foreign language instruction in college and graduate school. Administration officials will ask for $114 million in 2007 to start the program. They say too many American children learn only English. They say only 44% of American high school students take any foreign language, and 70% of those are learning Spanish. The plan calls for sending more American students to other countries for part of their college studies, and it calls for bringing more foreign language teaching assistants to the United States. Research shows that children have an easier time than adults learning languages, yet less than one-third of American elementary schools teach languages other than English. And experts say most of these schools just teach the basics, not how to speak a foreign language well. Officials say America needs intelligence officers who can understand other languages, but that is not the only reason for the program. It will also show that Americans care enough about other cultures to learn to speak their language.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26. What is the purpose of the National Security Language Initiative Plan? Question 27. What foreign language are most American high school students learning? Question 28. What problem do most American elementary schools have in teaching foreign languages, according to experts? Passage 2. Australia is the home of the kangaroo. In most parts of the world, a person must go to a zoo to see a kangaroo. In Australia, kangaroos move about in freedom in the forests and on the plains. Long ago, kangaroos were giants. They were almost 10 feet tall. Today, kangaroos are about the size of a man. They are 5 to 6 feet tall and weigh about 150 pounds. Kangaroos stand on their large hind legs. They use these hind legs for jumping and, if necessary, for fighting. Close to the kangaroos' bodies are small front legs. These are for finding and holding food. A kangaroo has a pouch. A baby kangaroo lives inside its mother for only 30 to 40 days. At birth, the baby is only about 1 inch long and it is not fully formed. Its eyes and ears are closed, it has no fur, and its hind legs are not developed. This small baby climbs up its mother's body and into her pouch. It takes hold of a nipple and stays there for many weeks, nursing and developing. Soon its eyes open and its ears form. It grows fur. Finally, the baby kangaroo lets go of the nipple and looks outside. Soon it climbs in and out of the pouch easily. At 6 months of age, the young kangaroo leaves the pouch. Now it's called a joey.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 29. What do kangaroos use their hind legs for? Question 30. How does the baby kangaroo get into its mother's pouch? Question 31. At what age can a baby kangaroo live outside its mother's pouch? Passage 3. In the United States, anyone can become rich and successful if he works hard and has some good luck. When one becomes rich, he wants people to know it. And even if he does not become very rich, he still wants people to think that he is. That's what Keeping Up with the Joneses is about. The expression was first used in 1913 by a young American named Arthur Momond. Momond looked around him and noticed that many people do things just to keep up with their neighbors, and they try to look as rich and as successful as their neighbors. He saw the funny side of it and started to write a series of short stories. He called it Keeping Up with the Joneses, because Jones is a very common name in the United States. Keeping Up with the Joneses came to mean keeping up with people around you. Momond's series appeared in different newspapers across the country for over 32 years. People never seem to get tired of keeping up with the Joneses. That is one reason why they read the right books, go to the right universities, and eat at the right restaurants. Every city has an area where people want to live, because others will think better of them if they do. And there are Joneses in every city of the world. But one must get tired of trying to keep up with the Joneses, because no matter what one does, Mr. Jones always seems to be ahead.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 32. According to the speaker, what impression do many Americans want to leave on others? Question 33. How did the expression keeping up with the Joneses get popular? Question 34. What kind of people does the Jones in the expression keeping up with the Joneses mean? Question 35. What does the speaker think of the practice of keeping up with the Joneses?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
Health officials continue to warn people about the threat from bird flu. One of the most recent warnings came from Dr. Shigeru Omi. He is the Western Pacific Director of the World Health Organization. He spoke in Vietnam, where experts held an international conference last week on bird flu. Dr. Omi said the WHO believes that the world is now in the greatest potential danger of a pandemic. A pandemic is the worldwide spread of a disease. Pandemics of influenza generally happen every 20 to 30 years. Dr. Omi noted that the world has gone almost 40 years since the last one. The bird flu virus has killed at least 45 people in Asia in the past year. Dr. Gerberding says almost 3 out of 4 people known to have gotten sick have died. World health officials are calling on governments to do more to control the spread of the bird flu virus in Asia, but the officials say it will be difficult to change old farming traditions. Chickens and ducks are permitted to move around freely and live close to people. This makes it easier for the virus to spread to humans. And there have already been limited reports of cases where the virus spread from one person to another.
Now the passage will be read again. Health officials continue to warn people about the threat from bird flu. One of the most recent warnings came from Dr. Shigeru Omi. He is the Western Pacific Director of the World Health Organization. He spoke in Vietnam, where experts held an international conference last week on bird flu. Dr. Omi said the WHO believes that the world is now in the greatest potential danger of a pandemic. A pandemic is the worldwide spread of a disease. Pandemics of influenza generally happen every 20 to 30 years. Dr. Omi noted that the world has gone almost 40 years since the last one. The bird flu virus has killed at least 45 people in Asia in the past year. Dr. Gerberding says almost 3 out of 4 people known to have gotten sick have died. World health officials are calling on governments to do more to control the spread of the bird flu virus in Asia. But the officials say it will be difficult to change old farming traditions. Chickens and ducks are permitted to move around freely and live close to people. This makes it easier for the virus to spread to humans. And there have already been limited reports of cases where the virus spread from one person to another.
Now the passage will be read for the third time. Health officials continue to warn people about the threat from bird flu. One of the most recent warnings came from Dr. Shigeru Omi. He is the Western Pacific Director of the World Health Organization. He spoke in Vietnam, where experts held an international conference last week on bird flu. Dr. Omi said the WHO believes that the world is now in the greatest potential danger of a pandemic. A pandemic is the worldwide spread of a disease. Pandemics of influenza generally happen every 20 to 30 years. Dr. Omi noted that the world has gone almost 40 years since the last one. The bird flu virus has killed at least 45 people in Asia in the past year. Dr. Gerberding says almost 3 out of 4 people known to have gotten sick have died. World health officials are calling on governments to do more to control the spread of the bird flu virus in Asia. But the officials say it will be difficult to change old farming traditions. Chickens and ducks are permitted to move around freely and live close to people. This makes it easier for the virus to spread to humans. And there have already been limited reports of cases where the virus spread from one person to another.